police shut down a Christmas mall kiosk after intoxicated Santa, Miss Claus, and Elf had a threesome in public.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That really happened?
An Ohio Christmas mall kiosk was shut down by police this week after three intoxicated employees partook in a sexual act in public. Zanesville police.
Zanesville? Oh, not our friends in Zanesville.
Intervened after several complaints of shoppers alleged that inappropriate sexual behavior was taking place. Elmer Heinz, 73, Janet Weaver, 62, and Elliot McCaster, 43, were found intoxicated in the possession of crack cocaine, crystal meth, marijuana, and alcohol before being arrested by Zanesville police.
And the crazy thing about this story is that literally everybody you mentioned has listened to our show.
All of them.
We were number one in Zanesville for years.
One shopper also snapped pictures of Elliot McCaster dressed as an elf and partaking in a sex act with one of the plastic reindeers.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Without the reindeer's consent, I'm sure.
Yeah. Colony Square Mall administrators have no further comment at this time.
Really? They have no other comment? I'm shocked. You don't want to tell me more about it?
Yeah, so can you imagine getting that call? You go arrest Santa, Miss Claus, and the elf. So try to top that with your Christmas story.
Yeah, I can top your Christmas story with an even crazier Christmas story.
Okay.
So one of the things people have been giving people this year, because it's sort of like a trend and a thing, is DNA tests, you know, like an Ancestry or 23andMe or one of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And they're not cheap. So it actually is a really nice gift. It's like $140 or something like that. You spit in a tube, you get your DNA back, and it tells you all about your ancestors and your history. So this boyfriend decides he's going to do that for his girlfriend for Christmas. And she gets her DNA test results back and she opens them on Christmas. She's like, oh, I'm so excited to see, like, you know, where we're from and who we're related to, maybe somebody famous. And there's all these people in there. And it says this girl is her half sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't have a half sister. I have a brother, but that's about it. It's me and my brother. Like, there is no half sister. So the boyfriend's like, he goes on Reddit. He's like, I think I effed up because I didn't think to ask the parents ahead of time, are there any secrets or skeletons in the closet that I shouldn't do a DNA test? And turns out she does have a half sister. Her father had briefly left her mother, had a weekend, like, torrid affair with some woman. She conceived a baby, and this girl, who also not just is her half-sister, also did a DNA test, is in the system.
Oh, no.
So they put these two girls together, and they're like, guess what, girls? You've got the same father, but different mothers.
They can tell that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm so never getting one of those tests, ever.
Why?
Ever. Why? I mean, no, that's how they catch the serial killers and stuff. And because you wanted to find out if you were, you know, part Indian. You know, I don't want that. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know if there's like another little Anthony running around?
No, I don't want to know.
Don't know about? Oh, okay.
No, if there's a half brother that I don't know about, I definitely don't want to know. I love the people that even do that for their pets. They want to find out where their pets came from and all that.
Well, it only makes sense if you think you have a purebred dog and you paid a lot for it, uh-huh. And then you do a DNA test and you're like, your dog is part German Shepherd. And you're like, oh, man, I paid all that money.
And it comes back that you're a dumbass because you paid a lot for a dog and then you paid a lot for a DNA test to find out that you have a German Shepherd.
Yeah, it's so funny that, like, why would you want to find out your dog's DNA? You're going to call up its siblings and be like, hey, you guys are siblings. Like, the dogs don't care. That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Right. I mean, I want to do that to my dog because I want to find out what kind of dog she is because nobody knows what kind of dog she is. So
right. It
would be nice to find out in case, you know, years down the road you want to get another dog like that. But but I'm not spending money to find that out.
She's a Shih Tzu.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
She's got Shih Tzu in there.
Somewhere. But she's
just go
like
get,
Benji.
Go get a Shih Tzu and a Maltese mix go get a shitsy malt or a malty shits or whatever they're calling them, malty poo. Go get yourself a malty poo.
From the pound.
Get a shit poo from the pound.
That's what I did, really.
You got a pound of shit poo.